Well, this was probably the audio clip of the weekend, Lee.
Okay.
Zoran Mondami wants to tax people by race and wouldn't back down off of it either when asked by poor Kristen Welker, who was trying her best to save him, throw him a lifeline,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But it didn't work. Here's what everyone was talking about. This was a front page of the New York Post.
You're saying we're simply describing the types of neighborhoods that would see these increase in taxes, and yet by invoking race, do you run the risk of potentially alienating key constituents?
I think I'm just naming things as they are. And ultimately, the thing that motivates me in this is to create a system of fairness. It is not to work backwards from a racial assessment of neighborhoods or our city. Rather, it's to ensure that we actually have an equal playing field.
I guess he wants to name things as they are, unless it refers to men playing in women's sports. Then we,
right? No, not those. Yeah, definitely yeah. Not those.
So, just glad he's clear about at least that aspect of it. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? This is kind of frightening because, and you see this when he was being interviewed by Circleback Saki.
There's one of the greatest hits. I always like that one. That's good, Tara.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, well, she was always going to circle back, but she never did, you know? When she was lying about stuff, she would just be like, well, I'll circle back with an answer for that. And she never would. You know, she was Biden's spokes hack. Anyway, now she's on MSNBC and lying for them. Probably pays more. So, So Mandani's on there. And he's saying, look, all Democrats should try this.
You're a proud Democratic socialist. Do you think that is a platform that would work for other candidates running in other parts of the country?
Absolutely. I think ultimately this is a campaign about inequality.
So when people say democratic socialist, do you like capitalism?
No, I have many critiques of capitalism. What I'm focused on is making the city affordable for everyone.
Yeah, okay, whatever. So, and this is what I'm afraid of, Lee. There's two ways to look at this. One of them is this is going to be so bad that voters will be reminded how bad it could be if Democrats ever got back in power. Because look, this guy, when you talk about, hey, we'll tax neighborhoods according to race. Yeah, that is the natural conclusion to all of the Democrat policies and promises you're seeing. That's where we'll end up.
Yeah, everything's the fault of the white people, particularly the white males.
Right. Who also just happen to be the very group that votes most consistently against the Democrats. I'm sure that's just a coincidence there.
Well, you're just naming things that are real.
Right. But you know what you think about when he's talking about and why he insists on calling them white neighborhoods? He doesn't just name them. He could do that. He could say affluent neighborhoods. He could say any number of things. No, it has to be white neighborhoods. Why? What he is proposing there is classic political persecution. I'm going to go after the white neighborhoods. We don't like white people. I'm going to go after white people. I'm going to persecute them. They're going to pay more. Classic political persecution. What socialists always do. Authoritarians and communists too. Same thing.
You know, my personal experience is I don't know of any white neighborhoods. Are there areas where a majority of white people? Yes. Most of the neighborhoods that I know around my area, they're Hispanics, they're blacks, they're whites. Whatever. It is New York.
Yeah. They're nuts. But, you know, this could be good, though, too, if he does end up getting elected, because there's this sort of question mark, I think, left about the Biden presidency because he was so incompetent, because he didn't control the pen. we actually have a woman's name now who did. I don't know. Some woman. It's here in the stack.
I forget. And I thought it was incredible that she talked about how she received instructions when to use the auto pen, but she didn't know who gave those instructions. What? I'm sorry. Anytime you get instructions as an executive administrator, you're going to get those instructions from a specific individual who is above you on the organizational chart.
That doesn't make it. I mean, you know who you answer
to. Yes, you
do,
of course. When we get emails here, we know exactly who they come from. They come from our boss down the hall or his boss down on the first floor, or they come from the head office in Philly from AutoStop. We know exactly where they're coming from.
Neera Tanden, yeah. Yep, you know, and if we've actually had training, you know, for phishing schemes. If we got an email, came from nobody telling us to do something, we're not supposed to even open it.
And I nailed that one, by the way. I sniffed it out immediately.
Oh, the phishing scheme?
Yes.
Yeah, I fall for those sometimes.
I think there was about like, over 100 of the company that figured it out, and I was one of those. I reported.
Good for you. So. Good for you.
That's my gold star. Look what I did.
Well, Neera Tanden would fall for that. I mean, yeah. She just gets instructions from high.
She'd be sending out the phishing emails.
Yeah. She was director of domestic policy. So, I mean, not even a high-ranking Biden official either, but put in charge of the auto pen. It's all very strange. Yeah. Anyway, the reason that we need this guy is because, you know, and part of it's the damage done by Fox News. They're the worst all day long, every day. Oh, well, the reason Iran got nukes is because Biden was weak. No, Biden wasn't weak. Biden was strong. It takes absolute brass balls to take the terror group Hamas and delist them as a terror group so they can attack your own soldiers, your own sailors, your own ships, so they can kill Navy SEALs and so they can fire on us and then fund Hamas and Iran so they can build their system. That's why this whole thing has come to a head. I mean, you got to have some cojones to do that. And Biden did. Don't tell me he was weak. And that's why Iran did with it. That didn't happen. Not real. You got to have some cojones to open the border. Catch 1,000 Iranians coming through here and go, let them go. Well, including the ones on the terror watch list. Yeah, them too.
While you send your minions to Congress to testify that the border is secure.
Yeah. This is not weakness. This is not incompetence. This is, in fact, supreme confidence. They are incredibly confident of getting away with it. Anyway, by the way, you're a Star Trek fan, aren't you?
Yes.
I don't even know how you say this guy's name. Forgive me. It's embarrassing that I don't know, but I should know. George Takei?
Takei? Yeah.
Okay, I'm not a Star Trek
fan. Mr. Sulu.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, that guy. Yeah, he's trending on X right now because he is outraged. He tweeted this. The budget bill contains tens of billions to fund an army of 10,000 more ICE agents. This is a red alert moment for our democracy. First of all, we don't have a democracy. Yes. Thank God, because if we had a democracy, that would be worth a red alert. You would have changed the entire governing system in the United States of America. We don't have a democracy. We live in a republic. But it has a democratic form of government, but this is a republic. Anyway.
Mr. Sulu, maintain course and speed.
Maybe he thinks he's talking about another planet.
Yes,
I don't know.
Exactly.
Not this one.
Yeah.
Okay, but think about it. These people, including him, said nothing, and this is why he's trending, when we were going to add 87,000 IRS agents. Nothing. That is not a problem. That is not a red alert for so-called democracy. But 10,000 ICE agents are?
Well,
I mean,
I will say that Mr. Takei does have some experience personally because his family was a victim of the Democratic president FDR and the imprisonment of Japanese nationals. Well, Japanese Americans during World War II.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Historical perspective. I'm just saying that that's his family's experience. But once again, I don't agree with his current like I said, course and speed here on this issue.
Anyway, that's why he's trending.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good for him.
Yeah. By the way, have you noticed this? The LA raids have suddenly stopped. They just stopped.
Hmm.
I mean, the riots, not the raids, I'm sorry, but the riots.
Yeah,
started. Yeah, not the raids. They're still going on.
Right.
So Trump won.
Yeah. Well, that's what usually happens.
So that means Tyler Winklevoss was pointing this out. He's the guy who actually invented Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg stole it from him and had to pay him a lot of money. Anyway, he's got a big following on X. And he said, you know, look, these must not have been organic then because they suddenly stopped.
Well, we knew they weren't organic to begin with. We've already identified many in the American media on our side of the viewpoint had already identified the source of funding long time ago.
Yeah, Chinese billionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah, well— Speaking of that, you got to wonder if this might have stopped those riots in L.A. The joint press conference by the DOJ, FBI, and IRS announcing for the first time they're going to look into who is funding said riots.
Mm, good.
I.e. the Democrats.
The FBI and our federal partners will continue to investigate individuals and organizations who are knowingly funding and committing acts of violence against law enforcement, as well as the destruction of property.
We are currently tracing money to determine who is providing funding for these riots. Funding crime doesn't just affect the criminals, it also disrupts entire communities. Each dollar funneled into illegal operations fuels violence, undermines law and order.
Yeah, they should have done that. We should have done this years ago. They would have done it to us if we were doing this.
Well, I'm sure, Tara, that there will be some folks from the January 6th committee that will be more than happy to participate with them because, you know, they're all about going after people who, you know, worry about, you know,
insurrection
and violence against government officials. So I'm sure that those Democrats on the January 6th committee will be glad to help them out with that.
And, you know,
right.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, no, they're not going to look into anything. No. By the way, you know what? We still haven't seen those thousands of hours of video. Do you realize that?
Yeah, nor will we, probably.
No, I don't think we will. Remember when Kevin McCarthy was still Speaker and he announced, oh, yeah, so I've ordered the release.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, thanks. How'd that go?
Thanks, Kev.
Yeah, I'm sure they have them stored with the JFK files.
Yeah.
In other words, it'll be another 60 years before we see them.